Okay, Teira Or, Noyach, top of page to test. Mamish on top. Okay, the Alter Rebbe is explaining that Mayim Rabbim is the worries of Parnassa. They cannot extinguish the love, the natural instinctive love that a Yid has to Hashem. And that's the concept of Mei Noyach, because in a positive way, that the waters create Naicha, a pleasantness to Hashem, because then the person's neshama comes down, and the only way he can elevate itself to a higher place than it was before is through the level of Mayim Rabbim. And he said Avraham Avinu therefore chose Shibud instead of Galus, instead of Gehenim. And he said just like Gehenim is a cleansing process for the neshama to come to Gan Eden, so Daiges HaParnasa is also the cleansing process for neshama to go to Gan Eden. Okay, so he says this happens through this baininess of davening. Mamish on top of the place, like he says, when a person meditates, she'en lach esem mamata, she'en le mazel mamayla, that when a person meditates, that there is no blade of grass down here that doesn't have a mazel, a power of Hashem in it, making it grow. Which are the mazolos that give existence to the whole world. There's certain things that come from the grow from the sun, certain things come grow from the moon, like Rashi says. And the mazolos, in other words, Gashmius of the world is run not by Yidden, but Bechal. The world is run through the mazalas. The mazalas get their koyach from the ayin sodim from the 70 yimalochim. And the 70 malochim, the sodim, they get their chayas from the sediment and the junk of the malochim called ifanim. V'hei mekabim malochim, and they get from the higher level of malochim. That everything gets its highest from the level of Malchus of Atzilus. So now the Rebbe just says the way it works. You have Malchus of Atzilus gives to the higher level of Malachim, the higher Malachim give to the lower Malachim, the lower Malachim give the highest to the 70 Sarim, 70 Sarim give their highest to the Mazalus, and that's where everything in the world exists. So he says when a person meditates, that all these daigas of parnasa, so to speak, all this stuff of parnasa, where is it really getting its highest from? From Malchus of Hashem. Like it says, Malchus, Malchus, Kol Elamim. Shemahav is Kol Elamis, Mi'ayin Liyashmam. That Malchus is what creates the world, right? Malchus is speech. Vayem Elakim, speech created the world. So what created the world? The level of Malchus. And that level of Malchus is only Ziv Ashchina Bovat. Is only a ray of the Shekhinah. In other words, even the Chayis of Malchus that gives existence to the Malachim, Meifanim, that whole chain is only a ray of Hashem. Shein ala b'china ziv ala ba'alma b'lvat. It is only a ray l'gabi muhutsi v'atzmosi yizbar kaviyochol, which is Ein Sof Mamish, which is Mamish infinite. Hoya heve v'yia. Simultaneously, past, present, and future. Belishim Shini Mamish, without being affected in any way whatsoever by the world. In other words, a person realizes the whole universe is only like, and there's an expression, either Shpayin Yam, like a spit in the ocean. You don't add really any water to the ocean by giving a spit into the ocean. So the same thing it says, the whole universe compared to Hashem is not even that. Because a spit in the ocean is a limited amount of water in an illimited amount of water. This is a limited revelation of Hashem compared to the infinite. Like it says, At ukedim shenivra. Like we say in Davin, you existed before the world, va'at ala'acha shenivra. And you're after the world. So simply it means, without chassidus, it means just like you, God, were existed before the world, you exist now that there is a world. Chassidus takes it deeper. It says, Atu Kedim Shinivir Olam doesn't only mean you were there before the world and now you're there also. Atu, the same way you existed before the world, Kedim Shinivir Olam, the same Atu, that the only thing that existed was you. So Atu, you're the same Atu La'acha Shinivra, not that there is a Mishinivra, not that there is a world. So he says, what should a businessman think? This whole Parnassa junk stuff, not junk, it's pretty important. This whole Parnassa is only, all the Gashmistika things is only from the Malachim, Sodim, Mazolus, and all that. This will awaken his nefesh. A tremendous love, a wondrous love, Kadesh Be'esh, Lotzeis Miteicha Chesha Ve'Helem HaGashmi, to go out of the Gashmi, to the darkness, V'Rak L'Dovka Be'yiz Berchem, to only cling to Hashem. He said, what does this braininess do? This braininess does a thing that you realize, it's like, a guy, instead of wanting a little peanut, you know, they should have a longing to in Gashmias, the world, yeah? Instead of wanting a peanut, you can want tons of gold. So if a person is interested in the peanut, they're pretty crazy and not too smart to want the peanut instead of tons of gold. So that's his brain, it's in Gashmias. Why would I want something that the whole universe came from a ray of Hashem's mouth, Bidvar Hashem Shema, one word of Hashem's mouth, when I have the essence of Hashem? Commercial cause in me, Liba Shemaim Vim Cholecha Fatsky, meaning Shaliyach, but it's cloud. Like Dr. Rebbe said, I don't want, no, not you, Ganeid, not you, Olam Haba, I only want you. Leiba Ganeid Natachti, Voleiba Ganeid Nel, you're not the lower Ganeid, not the, what does the Pasuk say? Im Cholecha Fatsky. Rabbi Melch says, Imcha meaning with you I don't want. I don't even want what's external to you, what's only secondary to you, with you. What does the person want instead through his baininess? The dafka beis baruch, to cling to Hashem, to be connected to the essence of Hashem through Torah mitzvah. And this is what this braininess is, by the way, that the person realizes, like he said before, through the Mayim Rabim, the neshama goes to a place greater than it was before. So therefore, what's this braininess? By realizing, not to do gashmius, to realize what is the purpose of the gashmius to reach the level of alokus. So gashmius is only a mini means to the end, not the Gashmias is an end by itself. It's a very simple thing. Like people, a Jew wants to make parnassus. So you ask, why do you want to make parnassus? Because I want to, you know, raise my family according to Yiddishkeit, right? So instead, what do they do? The whole day they're in business, they neglect the family. The whole purpose of the parnassus is to raise a family. So you have to, how can you, in other words, you're missing the main point. The Nick of the Kodesh, the Ishtabob, go for the Malka to be connected and hugged with the body of the king. And this Avazu is called Tshuva. When it says, Yafesh Shoachas B'Tshuva Umaisim Tevim. Yeah, it says in Pirkei Avos. 1 hour, one turn of Tshuva Maisim Tevim. So Chassidus asks the question, Mefarshim asks the question. First you say Maisim Tevim, and then you do Tshuva. What comes first? You don't say, okay, first do tshuva. First you have maisim tevim, and then if then something went wrong, you have tshuva. Why did it always say tshuva, maisim tevim? So the Alter Rebbe explains, because tshuva over here means this returning of wanting the essence of Hashem. And therefore, when you have this attitude of tshuva, that you want to return to the essence of Hashem, so then the maisim, the actions become good and illuminated. That this level of awe, like it says, the level of tshuva can only come through sin. The lower level of tshuva, at least. Right? If you don't sin, you can't do tshuva. The lower level of tshuva. So he says, the awe comes because a person until now was in cheshech and darkness of only worldly things. Yes, in the earth, because the yes in the earth, mitecha cheshech dafka. Now, the Rebbe is explaining what's the purpose, the positive purpose of mei noyach, And again, mei noyach means naicha, peace, resting, completeness. Why does the mei noyach cause this to happen? L'chayda, tirdas ha-parnasa is something negative. It shouldn't be something positive of resting waters. So the Alter Rebbe is explaining, because the only way a person could reach a level of the ultimate or that comes only through choshech, only through darkness, is when the person goes through darkness. So how do they get the light from the darkness? When they realize, honestly realize, not bluff, but really realize, that the real choshech is only a means to come to a higher level of or than if you didn't have the choshech. And that's why Hashem created Mayim Rabim. He loves us so much, Hashem wants us to reach a level we couldn't reach, and that's all like the neshama coming into the body. Why didn't Hashem just keep the neshama up there, in Gan Eden? Because then the neshama is limited to what it is. Yeah, they go higher and higher, mechayel chayel, but it's all within the same realm. It's just a little higher, a little higher, a little higher. What does Hashem want? Hashem loves us so much. He says, I want you to reach a level that no other Gan Eden could reach, nothing could reach. The only way you reach it is by coming through the Choshech, and you utilize the Choshech to live Torah Mitzvahs, so then you reach a level you could never reach before. And that's why those waters are called Mei Noyach. What? 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 I know some people say, I don't want your Gan Eden, I don't want your Olam Haba, just give me the food and the money. Can a normal person say what Dr. Rebbe said?
Yeah. Do we have a choice?
How do I know? One second. How do I know what I said? I never did it. But the Rebbe says anything of the Rebbeim that was publicized, why did it become publicized? It wants to say that every person has a connection to it. That means, by the Alter Rebbe, by the Rebbeim, it's 24/7 this level. By us, it could be once a year, maybe. You know, that you get so turned on, you know, you say, you know what, I don't want all this gosh, I just want. It could happen, it could be for a split moment, a split second, but it could happen. The question is, we have to make it happen more often than it does. The fish is okay. B'nikr avas zul b'chol mei dechom. That this avas called b'chol mei dechom. Shul b'chin is b'ligvul mamish, which is b'ligvul dafka b'na hepech. That can only come. This infinite level of ava cannot come through normal channels of light. This meditation can only come through the channels of darkness. K'meisha kostu teizem malachayim. The very strange medrash, okay, and the last pasuk of creation. So Vayara the Kim is called Asher. Also, Vini Tev Ma'id. So it was very good. So the medrash says Tev is the Malach of life. Tev Ma'id, very good, is the Malach of Avos. That's what the medrash says. So the question is, how could the Malach of Avos be Tev Ma'id? So that's what he's explaining. Malach HaMavis represents the concept of Choshech, darkness. He says, the only way you can come to Ma'id B'chol Ma'idecha is the Ava only through the level of Malach HaMavis, through the level of Choshech. Sha'idei HaHepech V'HaChoshech Dafka, by transforming darkness to light. Zhu B'chinas Nefesh HaBamis Yecheilem Lov L'B'chinas Avda B'chol Ma'idecha, which is B'ligvul Mamish, meaning the Nisham in Gan Eden can never come to B'chol Ma'idecha. Because there's no darkness in Gan Eden that can awaken the person to reach a level B'chol Ma'idecha. The only way a person can reach B'chol Ma'idecha, he says, when you have Choshech, and the Choshech becomes Or, then you reach the infinite level of Ava. And that's the purpose of the Nisham coming down. Now, how is it possible through Choshech or the Malach HaMavetz or the Nefesh HaBamitz, which is really the same thing, to reach this level? So he said very simple. Shisha b'shar shalom ma'ile ma'ile m'sherish Nefesh HaBamitz gavar yeitim b'chinus Nefesh HaLikis. Dr. Rebbe is saying now, because the Nefesh HaBamitz comes from a higher level than the Nefesh Shul Lekius does. And like we learned, but he's going to say it clearly inside. Which is the Nefesh Shul Lekius. In other words, very simply, the Nefesh HaBamis comes from the world of Tehu. Nefesh HaLekis comes from the world of Tikkun. Tehu is infinitely greater than Tikkun, because the higher the thing, the lower it falls. So therefore, the Nefesh HaBamis in source is greater than the Nefesh HaLekis. And therefore, only through the Nefesh HaBamis can you reach a level that the Nefesh HaLekis couldn't reach. Because when you refine the Nefesh HaBamis and you transform the darkness to light, so then you're reaching the source of the Nefesh HaBamis, which is infinitely greater than the Nefesh HaLekis.
This is a very risky scenario.
For whom? Somebody, for a non-Jew.
No, somebody is going through a hardship, is having a hard life.
Right.
He's got a lot of hardship. He might just try out. But somebody who has everything, and he's...
What's harder, the test of wealth or the test of poverty?
Definitely test of wealth.
It's more difficult.
Of course.
Okay. So when a person, you bet, yeah, but let me tell you something. It's all in the mind. It's all in the mind. You know, like, so why is he saying, I have everything? Yeah, it's all in the mind. Medically, we all know that the main part of a healing process of a patient is his mind, his attitude. Okay. A person could be suffering, and the person's attitude, everything is great, so they'll get over it. They'll get through it. If a person thinks, oh, these troubles are killing me, then yeah, God forbid, you'll commit suicide. But Torah teaches us the attitude of a Jew, and fundamentally so, that if Hashem, if you believe in God, and Hashem does all this, and whatever Hashem does is good. So in other words, the situation Hashem is putting me into is really something I could handle. And only through that, Hashem trusts me so much that He gives me a bigger job to do. Let me say, trust you more. It's like, Rebbe's Mechabed Ashirim, yeah? Rebbe honored rich people. What do you think, they're smarter and better people? Trust me, they're not. Most of the time, they're not. Okay? 99.999%, they're not. What is it? Why did Rebbe honor them? Because Rebbe said, if God entrusted this person with a large portfolio of Hashem's estate, there must be something to the person. Now, the person can mess it up big time. Depends what you do with it. I would say 99.99999% they mess it up. Okay, but bottom line is, then they do, if a person's mind, and that's what Chassidus tries to get into the person's brain, when a person realizes that, that's what he said, the Mayim Rabim is Mei Noyach. What's all that I've been saying? Bottom line. The Mayim Rabim Panosa is really naicha, is the that elevates the neshama, that you can't do it any other way. And if a person realizes the difficulty is coming from Hashem, and it's not, most people say, I don't deserve it. Why do I deserve it? Why me? So that's in there, why me? The truth is, you know why me? Because Hashem trusted you more than the guy that doesn't have that test. It's a positive thing. Hashem trusted you with this difficulty that nobody else has, because Hashem trusts you that you can do it. It's a phenomenal concept. It's all in the mind. So you got to take a hammer and bang it into our heads to realize, huh, that why me is not why. The question is, why me? Why did I merit to such a trust from Hashem? That's the question. Not why me? Why me? Because a person's trusting Hashem.